That's some subjective
if water
question,
was H2O,
Riley.
If water was H2O, then you should be able to drink hydrogen peroxide, full strength.
Hmm. What did William Burroughs know that McLuhan didn't know, if anything?
That's a good question. What did William Burroughs know?
I thought he was asking the questions, Bob.
Let him ask it.
You have to be like Debbie Wasserman. Reclaim your time. Reclaim your time. Reclaim your time.
Yeah, Brian reclaimed his time. Go ahead. Ask the question, Brian.
Stop talking.
Yes. Was Burroughs a Menippean satirist?
Sure.
No, Brian. The question is, did Burroughs know something McLuhan didn't? Ask that question.
I was going to follow up with that.
Okay.
It's just on my mind. Did Burroughs have knowledge or wisdom McLuhan missed?
He understood the compendium, there's that word again, of the android meme more than McLuhan.
Yeah, but you said McLuhan anticipated the tech body, so what's the difference
he
there?
He did. Well, there's a great difference. Nobody believed it. Even he didn't believe it. He perceived it, but even he didn't believe it.
So Burroughs handled something more understandable, the android meme. McLuhan missed that.
He laid it out in a format that if it were to come to pass, this is how it would pass.
It would pass. It means it would not be effective.
Correct.
So then McLuhan saw what would bypass the android meme.
Correct. Which is now becoming AI.
Yeah.
Quick.
Which is a AI that nobody's describing accurately, including Douglas Rushkoff.
Yeah. And Kamala Harris.
Yeah. She's the closest.
She's the closest. That's exactly
right. I mean, can you do profound things to yourself with one of those dream machines?
Whatever.
The Dyson dream machine?
Sure. That's fine. That's fine. Whatever you want to do. Try transdermal BMT. That'll do it too.
Oh, sure.
You talking about Brian Geisen, Brian?
Yeah, the blinking light machine.
Yeah. You can swear. Just say fucking. The fucking dream machine. I'm not blinking. We're allowed to swear here.
Blinking.
Yes. The blinking machine.
You blinking, blink, blink, blinker. You mother blinker. Mother blinking blinker.
How many people? We got like 3 million people listening right now. How many millions are saying, "What the heck is this place? Why am I listening to this?"
No, they're all trying to figure it. They're all into their modern dictionary, trying to figure out what blinking really means. They're trying to figure out what the new curse word of the day could be.
Ayana, I'm curious. What do you think of the phrase, "Communism is free time and nothing else"?
Makes no sense.
Some people think it makes sense, but do you think those people would be better off?
Explain it to everybody then. If everybody thinks something else, what do they think? We're going to become unwoke here in a minute. It's good.
Unwoke, eh?
Explain it.
Is Asteroid City about Stanley Kubrick?
No. But back the fuck up, you blinker. You get back your blinking blink up. Go back. Tell them what you just said, that a lot of people know what that is, know what it is. Explain what they say it is, whatever it is.
Communism is free time and nothing else.
Okay. Bob opened up the show by... I didn't hear exactly what he said, but I guess, probably reading the tweet that this...
Oh, God, now we're going to digress. Now we're going to digress for 45 minutes. Just tell us what the fuck it means, you blinker.
Well, that's the guy who loves this phrase. I'm sort of asking on his behalf in case he's lurking so he can jump in and explain it. But anyway.
Oh, that guy, R. Kim says that on his tweet.
Yeah. You know, these people have a dim perception of the truth of the Church of the Subgenius, and they call it communism. And, and so they have this slogan, communism is free time and nothing else. Which is basically just a translation of the Subgenius.
It's flat.
No, communism doesn't have 40 whores. Communism doesn't have 40 whores for you. So no, you got that all wrong. Oh no, virgins, that's right. Before they could become whores.
Yeah, they think that the Church of Genius, Brian, is celebrating what McLuhan called idleness.
Slap.
Yeah. And,
I got something else for you. Bob soon going to post on his Facebook page, Marjorie Taylor Greene has got pictures of Hunter Biden getting his pee-pee blinked.
Oh, no.
You can put it on the facial book. So it'll get you on the right thread. You'll have another thread you can look through then. It'll be a little different conversation every day. It's in support. We'd like this hour. This hour is being brought to you by Bob's Granny Porn Channel. So don't miss it. Be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on now. You're wearing us out. Fuck. Oh, excuse me, Blink.
When's your mind jammed, Brian, when you interact with Ion? Your fucking mind jammed.
Yes, it does.
What is it, Brian? Come on, out with it.
What destroyed Hiroshima?
Please make sure your question's in the form of an answer.
Hiroshima was
a good question. Do it me.
Star bomb, yes or no?
No, look, Brian, stay on it. Why do that question?
Oh, God.
You said it.
What destroyed Hiroshima?
Nothing.
Nothing destroyed it. A big void. Idle time. The Leisure Society.
Ion, what causes beginner's luck?
There is no beginner's luck. There's now you're talking about random virtue. Random virtue.
Random.
That's what I have, Carol. Random virtue.
Yes, but she's got a salve for it, Bob. She's going to make a poultice to get that right out of you.
Okay, is that it, Brian? You give up?
Say blinking uncle. Blinking uncle.
You can't leave until you say blinking uncle.
Blinking uncle for now.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair. Now listen. Just get forthright and be strident with your blinked up conversation. If you don't have anything to talk about, to say, I want to find out what I don't know what to talk about. That's a good topic. We got this. We got you. We got you. Blink. We got you. It's okay. We'll help, but Lord, it's a long way down the rabbit hole there.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, so that's good. Okay. So be strident. And persevere.
Okay.
You won line pony soldier.
Okay, go ahead.
Bob, we're having to make ourselves laugh now. This is getting pretty sad now. It would be funny if it was
the barrel. You've reached the bottom of the rabbit hole.
It's a barrel of monkeys. It's a barrel of monkeys. That's exactly right.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, Chad, we made our first East Village Other Post today on Ion and Bob, the historical archive.
And it was actually cleaned up, so you took all the misspelled words out. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of those. So Ion, you mentioned last what you a word, and I've heard you tell me one other time, and it's in the context of the Wilson, and it's either empathy or empathy. Is it with starting with an E or an I?
Both. Both.
With both. It's okay. Both.
And now give the definitions of either. Give the definition for either, and we'll show you how it applies. We're good.
Okay. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another.
Mm-hmm. Good. And?
Empathy is, about intentionally engaging in inner contact, thereby increasing the level of accuracy in the encounter with oneself.
Okay. So you see how those connect? Both. It's just two stages. It's the two set. It's the bilateral extensions. The bilateral extensions of. Ask it a different way, because that's not going to help you.
So does empathy
stages,
relate
of the stages of the stages of apprehension? There you go.
Okay. Okay. So in the context of the Wilson, with the empathy with an E, which relates to the feelings of others, versus the empathy of one's own feelings, does that relate to the outer manifestation of the Wilson versus the inner manifestation of the Wilson?
Correct. The inside out and the outside in. They both apply. Okay. Now you're going to flip that right back into the lotus blooming and the angel chart if you keep going. But it's all there. So good. Good. You did good.
Okay.
See what happens when you don't blink around? When you don't blink around, you can get somewhere. That's good.
Okay. And on May 9th, you mentioned negative empathy in the context of things becoming more ordered in an energy model. So describe the dynamic of negative empathy compared to
just like empathy. Sustaining a negative ion. You have a positively charged ion, but it's very difficult to sustain a negatively charged ion. Right?
Yes. But we're talking about the valence. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, within a consistent level of ohmerage, you never mastered that part yet, a consistent level of ohmerage, because that's the measure of the resistance. And resistance is futile. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then could the triangulation formula interface with the Wilson to set the valence?
Balance, yeah.
Okay.
It's inside the 14th ring.
Okay.
Hurry up and ask a good question because we're just about to bust to tell you. We're so excited.
If so, okay, so in that case, do the triangulation formula and the Wilson interface through the triangles that make up the Wilson?
Correct, as well. As well, not just that, but other things too. It's how you power the monolith.
Okay, I've got some monolith questions here further down the list.
Mm-hmm. We're sure you do.
Okay, so we go to November 5th, 2022. So I'm going to read what you said. Got to get the information into something that your body hard drive can access. When we make all information into frequency, energy, so the question is, how does the monolith tune to the cloud? And that's not the question now. That's what was said then. It becomes a focus, so the plasma field. So the question is the Wilson and the meat sack the same thing that the body's hard drive accesses?
It's why you need fingernails, part of the body, to engage the Wilson. Yeah, that's how you quell it so it doesn't get overwhelmed.
Right. Okay. You mentioned that before, that there's something about the triangulation can temper the keratin for the Wilson. So can you describe how that dynamic works now?
not exactly, but there's a few cliched archetypes we might be able to play with if you'll ask the question. Gotta be very specific now, because we're mass communicating here now, big, and be careful.
Okay. So in some of my 4X sessions, we talked about eventually using a polar grid instead of a Cartesian grid. So would this interface with between triangulation and the Wilson, would it be done on a Cartesian or a polar grid?
Mostly polar, but the other can apply. Depends on the application. You're going to have lots of inputs for this. Remember how you dropped the Wilson into a car, into its own thing to run a car?
Yes.
Same thing.
Okay. So then on June 24th, Payday talked about the theta wave is the ascended frequency of 6.944 megahertz. That's the whole point of this Faraday condition. Also applies to the low-temperature ionized plasma. That's how you balance the monoliths via the frequency and temperature. So the question is, is the valence of the 14th ring what sets temperature?
Okay. You're not adding, do the temperature in Kelvin, then you'll be more accurate rather than just like degrees. Do it degrees Kelvin.
Okay.
And then you'll have a better shot at it. So yes, that's the answer.
Okay. What would be a good future value to use then in the context of triangulating that?
Depends. It does vacillate a bit. But see, you still haven't pinned down your ohmage yet. You don't know what you're manipulating yet.
Haven't pinned down ohmage in the triangulation formula or the Wilson?
Correct. Both.
In both.
Both. Remember, back to the, what is it, chicken poop for the soil, that electricity can cook your supper, but can also cook you?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Okay.
You just find the habit, but you have to find a way to control it. If you don't control it, then you become Neo in the Matrix, trying to save Zion.
Okay, but in the context of triangulation, it can be controlled. The ohmage can be controlled, right?
Well, that's what AI has figured out, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
By the by, they have figured that out. So they're a little leg up on the average bear.
Okay. Maybe this applies to the part of ohmage that I haven't figured out yet. So.
No, leave Sandringham out of this now. Don't get too carried away. Get above your skis here in about a second. Go ahead.
Okay. On May 27th, Payday, you said the lock in chromosome 14 that has something to do with valence valence. That's the ring you would seal.
Sure.
So does that seal apply to the perimeter of the dome on the 33rd parallel?
Just like sealing a zygote, so you don't get any more spunk. Don't get any more spunk in your blinking for your fertilized ova. I guess that'd be an ovum, wouldn't it, once it's fertilized.
All right. And then this last what you or maybe the one before. Anyway, Chad is trying to see how different field polarities apply to the compendium within and without a domed realm. So, Ion, how do field polarities apply differently within versus without a domed realm?
The same way that it's handled in Antarctica.
The ice wall?
Yes.
Okay.
Permian Basin.
Okay. Does the orb and the orb and scepter represent the Wilson?
An example of it. They keep cutting it. Keep cutting it, trying to make it perfect.
Okay. So is that why you mentioned Sandringham?
Yes.
Okay.
The Osterhagen key.
Ooh.
That's your trope. That's your trope, not ours. You said key.
So does the orb and scepter control the Osterhagen key?
Maybe.
Okay. From my 4X sessions, again, I was asking you, what if there's no gravity, what keeps my feet on the ground? And you said, nothing. You rarely have your feet on the ground. You rarely. Yeah. Okay, so you don't have your feet on the ground. What you see is not real. So the table is just as much on the ceiling as it is on the floor. So the question is, then what happens when we ground?
Ah, then you can see clearly now. Then you're no longer trapped in the looking glass.
Does it drop the visual bias?
Well, you don't have a bias. If you can see, you know.
Well, you say, then I can see clearly now. So it sounds like something has shifted with regard to bias. Is that correct?
Yeah. Do you realize that you can always see your nose?
Yeah.
But your brain turns it. You say, yeah, but you don't know that. Your brain turns it off, so you don't recognize it. But you can always see your nose, but you can't recognize it. Just like you've never seen your face, ever. Have you ever seen your face? You can see a reflection of it, but not your face.
Okay, so if I can see clearly now, then I can see my face and nose?
Correct. You see your nose anyway, but your mind will let you see it, and you'll be able to see your face to face.
Okay.
And what's the show that used to be so popular? Face the Nation.
Right. Okay, so with regard to that stuff about changing the horizon regarding not having a floor, not having a table on the floor, not touching the ground, my drawing that I sent you,
yeah.
Is that a good visual
of
dimensions without preset limitations?
Yeah, it's the Lewis Rukhauser version. You were trying to put it in the standards of in the compartments of the standards and poor. You see, or the Wilkshire 2000. Nobody even talks about that anymore. So you've organized it too much. So it's very good and it's appropriate, but it's too organized. It's how Mortimer and Randolph Duke would have run it in the Chicago Mercantile.
Okay, too organized. Does the drawing relate in any way to the way information is encoded in the cloud?
Can, if you finish it.
Okay.
We gotta get you some crayons.
When you were speaking to Nan a while back and said Chad does angel
we
writing,
just love,
is that...
We just love Nan. We love Nan. She's our dead talker. She does really good. Mm-hmm. To the dead.
So, are there examples of angel writing in that picture?
It's not been translated, but yes.
Okay.
You gotta go. Where's Waldo? You gotta find Waldo. You gotta relax your eye, magic eye. See if you can see the sailboat. The Mina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
All right. So triangulation. So do each one of the tetrahedra, so the lines that cross the epicenter of the triangle, represent the new X, Y, and Z axes?
Yes.
Full tangents across different 3D angles of planes.
Yes.
Okay. Whoa. Yes. Okay.
Cosine of 6.
Cosine of 6. So now we're getting into cube root territory.
And how it loops, the looping. It's the height of the arc. Remember?
Okay.
The amplitude.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Ion, you've always described the triangle that gets formed when you draw the lines through A and B, it's going to C. The triangle that gets formed on the inside by finding the center of the triangle. You always describe that as like a pyramid cut on the bias. So half of the pyramid is showing. So does the other half
of the
matter?
Half of the, depending on which side you're looking from. The other matters very much, but it doesn't matter. You only see the half, the sliced on the bias position. Both halves are there, and you can't tell one from another if you cut it right. But you're asking if there's a difference between the two, and we say Not that you can see.
Okay. So can I see the other half when I go to the hex side by flipping the axis? Okay.
Sure. Well, yeah. Well, you can flip the axis, of course.
Okay.
That's right. But see, you're talking about textbook conversation. We're talking about actual application. The difference.
Okay. Are you suggesting that I find a way to apply it more to my living, breathing daily life?
The habeas corpus, yes.
Bring forth the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with those lines that get drawn through the center of the triangle, it looks like three of those half pyramids fit tightly together to the center. So is that what you mean by rhombic dodecahedron?
It is. It
okay.
is.
And is the interface between the dial-a-mile and triangulation, where each full pentad run brings the triangulation to a new present value?
We don't like present value because that's based on the past. It's kind of hard to get there.
The new A value.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
But you're trying to triangulate the change in molecular weight. And that's pretty astute. That's pretty astute of you.
Okay. So next question. This is about the REM. So on June 24th, payday to Bert, he brought up in 2016, you said carbon is changing circadian rhythms. In 2021, the body's changing, the atmosphere is changing, theta and alpha waves merging, having effect on plasma conductivity. So my question is, since carbon changes circadian rhythms, and then you got the merging of the theta and alpha waves, carbon would affect those frequencies that are the five of the pentatonic scale, alpha, beta, theta, gamma, delta, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And so is this the point where carbon affects REM?
Yes, but you're not sure what rapid eye movement means. So we're agreeing, but we didn't say how. I'm not going to now. Okay, what you got?
Okay. So we established that the cubed root of 144,000 graph is showing those five different types of brain waves. So would I just read those waves using triangulation formula?
Yeah, it's a five-body model.
Okay. So is that why pulling a B5A5 pentad allows me to change the future value?
Correct.
Okay. And so that mosaic code that I had come up with back in the early tailgate days about putting the frames back in a different order, would that set the cadence for a REM?
It's possible.
Seeing clearly. Would that help seeing clearly?
Not perfect. Yes, it would that certainly.
Okay. Okay, so on May 23rd, White Youth, we discovered that my symbols came to me through the cloud. And so when all the gates opened on April 14th, 2010, did that change the cloud?
Say it again.
Okay, so my symbols came to me through the cloud. So when all the gates opened on April 14th, 2010, did that event change the cloud?
Likely.
So in relation to the symbols coming to me through the cloud, did my tree being Grand Central have anything to do with the tree being carbon?
Bobby.
Yes. What?
Play some music.
Okay. Unless you want to talk to me about something, Chad, or Bert, or anybody else.
There was something I was going to bring up with you. I just lost.
Okay. I'll play some music. Play a song or two, and then you might have something.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, Chad, I guess I want to ask you something.
I remember what I was going to bring up with you.
Yeah, did you hear that? Alyssa wants to ask you something.
Okay, Chad, are you there?
I'm here.
So Ian gave me an article, I think it was in 2021, about mitigating reentry into atmosphere, how the plasma, the electrons become plasma when they're reentering the atmosphere. And so when you were talking to them about that stuff and the Kelvin temperature came up, it connected to that article. And Ian said that that article was me trying to figure out how Coldplay works. So that might be something to triangulate as you're doing all your calculating.
Okay, thanks.
And then, let's see, there was one other term. When, I don't know if this applies because I don't know exactly all the details of it, what you're looking into, but when they first told you that word, I thought they said enthalpy because when it came up, they was talking about neg entropy and something related to energy. So maybe that would layer in there too.
Okay. Noted.
Cool. And one of those crazy things that happens is I literally heard in the archives today about one of my sessions with Ion talking about the table being hung from the ceiling or with the legs on the floor. That happened literally today. So that's pretty cool that that came up just now. So awesome. Thanks, everything. Thank you for all the things you're evoking, Chad. That's great.
My pleasure. So, Bob, I know what I was going to bring up with you. It was the emails you sent, the one about ESP and pre-tribal awareness.
Does that stop the echo? Yeah, there's no echo?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to bring up with you those awesome articles on Cameron's website, the ESP and the pre-tribal awareness. I went through every single quote.
Yeah.
Kate and I sat down and went through all the ESP quotes, and you guys you and Cameron have really got somewhere into peering into what this pre-tribal awareness is.
Yeah. I'm glad you appreciate that.
Yeah.
And was it easy for Kate to understand?
I went through the ESP ones with her. I didn't go through the pre-tribal awareness because the ESP relates to what she's trying to do with the media stuff.
Yeah.
So it made more sense to her to start with that one with her. So we went through it slow. She related it to what she's been learning from understanding media and various other McLuhan, like YouTube talks and things like that.
We should describe to the audience here what Kate's doing, you know, her little Canadian girl thing. I think she'd mind that. Maybe someone here would like to watch it.
I don't think she's minded. I mean, she's already been seen millions of times. I don't know what another couple dozen people makes a difference.
Right. So explain basically the premise of the little Canadian girl she does, or young Canadian naive.
Oh, so... when we came, or it was 2 years ago, she wanted to do something on TikTok because it's just a fun way for her to create media. It's easy to make videos, and she likes getting creative with the tools. So she didn't know what to do it about. And the way that TikTok works, it was almost impossible to get her videos distributed outside of Serbia because TikTok is geographically based initially. So she
said,
"Say it
again. Okay. You can't get distributed out of Serbia because why?"
TikTok likes to keep things local at first. So when you make videos, it pushes them out only to your local geographic region. And if they do really well, and if they're intended for audiences outside of your region, then it'll push it further. So her English-speaking content couldn't make it. Like, her topics about, like, North American kind of stuff couldn't make it out of Serbia because TikTok just wouldn't push it out because it didn't do well here because their culture is different. So she decided to do something about their culture. Her observations as a Canadian here in Serbia, and she does them as skits, like little comedy skits,
yeah,
where she self-deprecates as a Canadian, and like, look, I'm the dumb Canadian trying to figure out how things work here in Serbia, and I'm like trying to speak the language, but I'm accidentally saying fuck and saying like fuck the cake and this kind of thing in front of grandma, and she's playing all these different people. I think she's must have played like 30 different characters by now. So she's putting on all these different characters, and so she did that. She ended up getting, I think so far she's had like 17 million views or something. And
that is, that's all in Serbia?
Yeah, just in Serbia. They love her here. Even Serbs who moved abroad eventually saw her, and everybody says the same thing. They say, we love how you portray our culture because they've always been marginalized. People just think that this place is a dump, but it's actually, I don't feel that much different from what I lived in Vancouver, which is supposedly such a beautiful city. And people, they don't like that people have no idea what they're like and just think that they're war criminals and all this. So when Kate came in, it was like, okay, hi, I'm from the global world, the American media kind of thing, and I'm Canadian. I'm not American because Americans aren't really appreciated in other countries. So as a Canadian, it's like when people put the Canadian flag on their backpack and they get treated a little bit nicer. So I was like, yeah, oh, you're Canadian. So that was kind of the juicy piece of meat that distracted the watchdog of their minds. Oh, it's a Canadian. They're harmless. They're not going to come in here and bomb us again or anything. So they liked that, and they liked the way that she was mirroring their culture through the eyes of a Canadian, because it was telling them, like, someone sees us. Someone from a country that we look up to is seeing us. And we feel recognized, and we have some kind of identity, and we're not considered to just be like knuckle draggers. We're actually seen as people with an interesting culture that's valued.
And so Kate celebrated the services, the good things of Serbia.
Yeah, for example, when COVID was on, she did one about COVID, Canada versus Serbia. So first she showed a Canadian freaking out. They wouldn't leave their house. They're wearing all these masks and just freaking out at the news. And then you show the Serbian one, and the girl just basically, like, she just shrugs and, like, takes a shot of brandy. It's like, whatever. The brandy, the alcohol will kill whatever it is. No big deal. If there's not bombs, as long as there's not bombs dropping and where you don't have to run down to the shelters, it doesn't matter.
So that was very touching for them.
Yeah.
The Canadian showed that.
Yeah, like even now, 2 years since she started it almost, we go into Starbucks and the girl can't even serve our coffee. Her hands are shaking. She's like, are you the Canadian girl on TikTok? I thought it was you.
You know Bob? You know Bob?
You know Bob.
Well, that's really great. So everybody listen to that. Go. So how do people see her videos? Or TikToks?
Well, that account that I'm talking about, the Serbian satire one, that is Pearl Swan with two N's. So PEARLSWANN. And that's on
TikTok.
That's
great.
Yeah.
So you go on TikTok, you just type that in, search, and a whole bunch of hers will come up.
Yeah, I think she's got at least 130, 140 videos up there.
Wow. Well, Greg Duffel has just said now, because Sterling has a special, Greg has a special fondness for Serbia. Sterling says, Greg says Kate should denounce Canada. Well, that's what she's doing, Greg.
Yeah.
She's presenting an immature Canadian idiot a Toronto yuppie went to Upper Canada College and trying to get in the University of Toronto now, what an asshole, the dumb little thing she is. That's what Kate is showing. Okay, great. Okay, so it's being done. All right, yeah. What else is Kate doing? Is that the main thing?
She's done that for quite a while now, so she's trying different things because that can get kind of boring. There's only so many times you can talk about that subject. So
yeah.
She's
so it's
doing
good inventory.
Yeah.
What she's
but
made.
She's, I mean, she's prolific. She's just pumping out videos every day. So her new projects, she has two of them, and one of them is it's framed around dating. So going on first date. So she has a main character that's like just this vanilla, normal girl. And every time she goes on a date with somebody that she met on Tinder, first date, the person ends up being some exaggerated version of a stereotype. So, for example, it'd be like the cryptocurrency enthusiast, and the guy won't stop talking about crypto. Another one would be like the...
And she's playing a Canadian girl or just anybody?
No, this is not the Canadian girl. This is just, she's playing the regular vanilla person. I guess you could say kind of Canadian girl, like a regular average Canadian girl. And then she's meeting with all these random people, and she's playing those characters, whether they're male or female. Mm. And it's in the context.
Does she change her costume? Does she wear costumes?
Yeah, she wears wigs, different shirts. She's pretty good at it. I mean, it's, So, just sitting with people that have these different stereotypes. Another one was the guy who... the conspiracy guy, and he's like, you know, the government's watching everything and tinfoil hat and all that kind of thing. So it's a good inventory of a lot of the different stereotypes that people are putting on as identities.
Yeah.
So that's the one she just started. So there's
did
not
she
a lot of
traffic. Did she do acting in high school or something?
Not that I know. No, she never did. She just learned it when she was here. She realized she could do it.
Yeah.
Didn't know she could.
Yep.
And then the other one, the other new account is teaching people – because everybody has to go on camera since COVID, whether they're trying to be a creator to make money on social media or whether they just have to go on Zoom, they have to get better at the grammars of the medium of being on video. So she started to teach that where it's not really that funny. Sometimes she'll throw a skit in there just to teach, but it's generally just her teaching at the camera, being literal and explaining, you know, that this is a medium where it goes inside of you. So you have to be aware of that intimacy.
Good. Greg, we don't know what you're talking about. Kate has 17 million viewers. Whatever she's doing, it's right. So we don't need any goddamn criticism or improvement or bullshit that you're coming up with here. This is not office hours, Greg. We're not tolerant here.
This is Greg, though. This is TikTok. This isn't a Dostoevsky novel or something like that. It's TikTok. There is no character development. There's just to be recognized in a feed. When someone opens their TikTok, they scroll through thousands of videos per day. So in order to be recognized as the same person, same creator multiple times, you basically have to be the most, like Mum McClune would say, hot image or something that's iconic every time. So there's no room for character growth, and there's no attention span for character growth either.
That's exactly what we've been talking about, the world as you know it. The world is becoming TikTok. You've got to dumb it down so that stupid people watch it. And when stupid people get it, all of a sudden you go from zero to hero, and TikTok will actually pay you fucking money, believe it or not.
Wow.
And then you can go live. Then you can go live, and you can, but you can't show tits and ass, but you can talk about them.
Well, Ian, that reminds me of something you told Jack in 2019. You said, if you can do something that the tech body will just force everyone to take, to have, like hydrogen peroxide, then that would be the way to be successful.
Sure.
But that kind of conflicted.
That's what these memes. That's what these memes are. She had to get her content to match what people would hear. And when she was being brighter than that, it couldn't get out of the box. Become Schrodinger's cat.
Okay, thank you. That was the conflict, because you also said if you want to succeed at this, you got to like follow the tech body, what it wants to do. But it was like, well, wait a minute. You're saying we could use the keys and errors to tell the tech body what to force on everybody, but we have to follow what the tech body wants us to do. So you just
How original would it be about sounds that serves notice the difference of it? Open a pack of crackers and a pack of cookies or a pack of tater chips or some bullshit, or eating a carrot, sounds that Serbians would recognize. Now, come on now. Talk about a cliched archetype. And it was a hit. See?
Exactly.
Or the grappa, the whiskey that's good for everything, the disinfectant, hangover, stress, orgasms, too many orgasms, it helps everything.
Okay. Right? Yeah. All right, so let's continue.
We do TikTok now. Don't fuck with us. We know TikTok.
Yeah.
Have you had your break, Ion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hit up a little JW. Set up a little JW. He has to always be cramming shit down his throat hole. It's ridiculous.
You want me to pick up where I left off, Bob, or what?
Pick it up with your butt cheek. Let's go.
Okay. So I didn't get an answer to this one. In relation to symbols coming to me through the clouds, did my tree being Grand Central have anything to do with that tree being carbon?
Ask it a different way, because you're not going to like our answer. Ask it a different way. Develop it from a standpoint that you get an answer, because any way we answer it, it's going to be too clever by half.
Okay, when I started to engage with the symbols, Ion, you said, you know, if you ever get fucked up, just go back to your tree.
Correct.
So there seems to be some...
That's base. Listen, that's we told you then that was base, remember?
Base.
Hide and go seek? Base.
Yep.
And this is home base. Because that's the part that you connected to when you were loud. When you and Angela were dancing through the castles or dancing with the stars or whatever y'all were doing in that window. Remember?
Yes. So
which
my
is
question
very
really...
surreal. Stop. Which is very surreal, but yet you did it.
Yes.
If you rewind that tape and play it, it sounds like the most absurd thing that ever happened ever. And yet you got pictures fucking of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See the rub?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. So what's being presented is not necessarily the reality, but it is your reality because you can get back to base if you get messed up. Because then the next thing you know, you're going to find out that Joe Biden saved America. We're like, what the hell? What the hell? No. Or that Kamala Harris goes down in history as the greatest president and ever. And she was in the office for about 11 minutes.
So, Ion, how does my tree relate to the OA movements then? Because the OA movements send me home.
Yep. Okay. That's the broader spectrum. You use that just for your grounding, for your grounding. Nobody else has benefit of those symbols, and it's not your job to share it. We've covered that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because you got it doesn't mean everybody else needs it.
Right.
They can have it just like you have it. You see?
Right.
That hoops, there it is.
They could have their own. They could have their own symbols.
Everybody can shoot three-pointers, but nobody can shoot them as often as Jackie.
Right. Okay, in the What is God recording on Ion and Bob, you said that God has a perfect cellular structure, like a diamond. Were you referring to the diamond that information gets retrieved from, or something else?
Both.
Oh.
There's other implications, too, but that as well.
Can you name a few other implications, please?
No. Not going to do it.
Okay. When you did the melting titanium show, which you called the archetypal grid, did that enhance the cloud access for humans?
It did. It did. It made a path. It made a path so that the hearers could hear.
Ah.
And then at the end of the show, you remember, we would go back through and tell Bob who the people were and what they heard and how they got what they got from it. Remember?
Yep, like the little girl that was talking to her teddy bear.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. And Bob, do you remember the little girl that was lost and we did a special reunification thing? Well, Bob charged him a fortune. It was ridiculous. But the first words were connecting the child to Bernie, Texas.
Yep, that was the FBI.
Their mouths dropped open.
Yeah, the FBI got involved.
Yeah, from that side.
Okay.
So that's how you connect to it. See, it's like turning a combination, like the show Lock and Key.